Hello.
Hello, hello, sir. I am John. I'm calling from FIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Yes.
Which of the options will be, sir?
A single-family home.
Okay, thank you for that. Next question, sir. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. By any chance, do you remember in what year was your home built?
2000.
2000, okay. Thank you. Okay, moving on. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 2007.
So around 17 years, right?
Give or take, yes.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Okay, moving on. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Either a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3, Category 4, or Category 5?
I don't know what you mean, but I mean, we've never been, like, head-on into one. I mean, we've had the edges skirt by.
Oh, okay. Understood. Not a problem, sir. Thank you for letting me know. By the way, thank you for your time. I'm doing this as quickly as I can, but I truly appreciate that you stay with me. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay. Thank you for that. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare, sir?
I've got a metal roof. I've got extra supplies. I have a couple of generators.
Understood. Thank you for letting me know that. Okay. Next question. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Let me give you some options. When a hurricane watch is...
It's already prepared.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Considering yourselves and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain?
100%.
100%?
Very
okay.
Certain.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Sir, what will be your top three sources of information in regards of any emergency or tornado or hurricane? Like internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, friends and family?
Internet, radio, and if you count streaming.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
The house is structural, you mean?
Let me repeat the question. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I'd say it's probably a 5. I mean, it's reasonably as prepared as it can really be. And I live so far inland that we're not going to get any tidal surge. The only thing we might have to deal with is a bit of wind.
Okay. Understood. Thank you for letting me know. I'm just taking note of all this information. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Let me give you the options. Either transportation costs or cost of childcare, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes,
nope.
Cost of insurance. None of them?
Nope.
Okay.
None of them.
Thank you, sir. I'm almost there. Thank you so much. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
In a what?
In a flood or evacuation zone?
Nope. I'm on some of the highest ground in the state of Florida.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. in a scenario, sir, where you need to evacuate, when would you evacuate? Let me give you the options. If a hurricane watch is issued, like the conditions are possible within 48 hours, let's say, or if the conditions are expected within 36 hours and there is a warning already, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never, or any other you may think of.
I would probably say the second to last one that you mentioned.
If a hurricane warning is issued?
No, if they ordered us to leave.
Oh, emergency management officials. Okay, thank you for letting me know.
Yeah.
If you needed to evacuate, sir, where would you go?
I have family in Nashville.
Okay, understood. Give me one second.
Or I could go anywhere else. I mean, I wouldn't be able to leave till the last minute anyway because I work in a property. I work in property management down on the coast. So if they tell us to leave, I couldn't. I'd have to stay there till the...
Understood. Thank you for letting me know, sir. I'm just taking notes. Again, I'm doing this as quickly as I can. I appreciate your time. Sir, how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Two? Okay. Thank you. Next question. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
It's 2% hurricane deductible.
Okay. Would you happen to know the amount in dollars by any chance? If not, that's okay.
I don't because it's based on what the value of the home and all that stuff is. It'd probably be,
Got it.
$3,000 or $4,000.
Got it. Yeah, don't worry, sir. It's just an opinion survey. I'm just trying to grab all the information as properly as I can. That's it. How confident are you, sir, that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Not a problem. Instantly.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm taking this. Moving on, almost, sir. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last year, sir? Will you say it decreased significantly?
Not a lot.
What?
Not very much.
Okay. And what about last year, up to 3 years?
I think it went up maybe $26.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thank you for that. Fortunate.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, sir. Okay. And how would you say this changed within the last 3 to 5 years, sir?
It hasn't changed a whole lot. I've changed companies a few times and they start to go up, but it really hasn't, the amount I pay hasn't gone up. I chop it.
Okay. Understood. And so it's the same. I'm just, trying to fulfill the information. So will you say the same within 5 to 10 years?
Let me think. Let's see. At least since we've lived in this house, starting in 2014, it hasn't changed much more than $100 a year. I mean, it's been very stable.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know.
And I know it's not like that all the rest of the state by any means. I know people, I'm not complaining.
No, it's okay, sir. Don't worry, sir. We are just taking your opinion into consideration for the survey. That's it. I appreciate you telling me all these details. Just so you know, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
I don't have a mortgage, and no, I don't.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Like federal government, state government, local, or in your opinion, government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I don't believe government should be involved other than just, making sure the roads are clear and like just, the general stuff that, your roads, your utilities, stuff like that, make sure it's up and going.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that. I'm moving on, sir. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I have no idea. I would like to think that it would be vigorously, but, you know, you just never know.
Okay, understood. Kind of similar question, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local land use plan, I'm sorry, that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I'm sorry, say again, I couldn't understand.
Yep. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning in, I'm sorry, that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I don't fully know. I literally don't know.
Okay. It's okay. Thank you, sir. Kind of similar question, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I don't know.
Okay. One second, sir. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I don't, literally, I don't know.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know. Okay, next I would like to ask a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And if so, do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No. And, I have also measured the sea level. There is an old fort on Pensacola Beach. It's the barrier island. It was built in 1831. I took all of the survey reports done. They do every 10 years. I measured, from where the old survey markers were, up to the high water mark, which was just like on the paper, 10 yards from the water, and it's still that far away. So I mean, I have seen with my own eyes.
Yeah,
it hasn't gone anywhere.
That's pretty interesting, actually. Yeah, no wonder. Thank you, sir, for letting me know. It's okay.
I've brought that up to some people who are fanatics, and they called me all kinds of names.
Yeah, there are some people, you know, everyone has an opinion, right?
Yeah, well, some of these people had PhDs by their name, and they didn't like it that I just showed what my measurements were and what it was in 1831 when they built that fort. It's now a defunct fort. It's just a museum piece now, but.
Numbers suck, right? Pretty much your results are shows everything. I appreciate you letting me know, sir. Also, I have another question for you. Again, this is just an opinion survey. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet approximately, above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
About what? I'm not real concerned. I'm on a bit of a hill.
Okay.
I'm about 100 and some feet above sea level.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, I mean, the only flooding I might ever have to worry a little bit about could be the potential of flash flooding, and that's not, and this area has experienced substantial rains and flooding, but where this house is sitting, it hasn't experienced any of it, so.
Okay. Understood. Thank you, sir. Another question, sir. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you when you made that decision? Like because of the neighborhood, the crime, price, taxes, insurance, etc. I need three. The
all
top three,
I looked at all of it, and of course I bought it as a foreclosure.
Perfect.
I bought it way under market.
Perfect. So let's put this as price here. Would you have any other two characteristics that you might think of, sir, the reason why you purchased your home?
Well, to be closer to where my wife and I work.
like a neighborhood. Okay, walkability, right? Okay, I'm almost done, sir. Again, I'm doing this as fast as I can. I truly appreciate your time. I know it's valuable. Okay, so how long do you plan on living in your current address, sir? Within ranges, it's less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or for more than 20 years?
Until we get too old to live here.
Okay, understood. Let me see. Would you say that is for more than 20 years? Or between 10 to less than 20?
I'd say more than 20.
Okay. Thank you. Finally, this is the final. I just have a few like general background questions, and this will be all. I'm going to give you some age ranges. Could you please tell me your age within these ranges? Between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older?
55 to 64.
Thanks so much, sir. What's your gender, sir?
Male.
Thank you so much. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Just me and my wife, two of us.
Two, okay.
And a dog and a cat, if that counts.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah, I love dogs and cats, actually. Including yourself, sir, and again, I'm just asking because it's just for quality reasons, including yourself, how many people are under 12 years old?
None.
None. Yep. Thank you. And including yourself, how many people are 65 or older?
None.
Thank you so much. Okay. What's your marital status, sir?
Married.
Thank you. What is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. What racial group do you identify yourself with?
Just white.
Okay, perfect. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to give you some ranges again, sir. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20K, 20K to less than 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to 100, over 100.
Over 100.
Okay. Thank you so much. These were all the questions I had, sir. Thank you so much for your time. I'm truly grateful for that. I hope you do have a good day, okay? Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.